Horrific Network Entertainment. Black cats, white sheets, get ready for the creepy crawlies. One trick, bad streets, get ready for the teepee jollies.
Alright everyone, we're here for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. And we are already inside entry. We're all pretty excited and amped up. We got a couple first timers here. Currently right now we are waiting in line for Exorcist. So we'll be back once we do the actual walkthrough of that. But in the meantime, Alex, what are you excited about for tonight?
I'm just excited to see how it is compared, because I know a lot of people say, you know, Knott's is better. Some people love Universal, so I want to see how it is compared to them. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know if I'm nervous or just excited, because I just want to get in there and see what's going on.
Is there any of the particular properties featured in a maze that you're excited to see tonight?
What is it? Hill House?
Haunting of Hill House. Haunting. You don't even know what it's called, but you're excited for it?
I've seen the ad, and I was like, okay, that's like the new one. Like, compared to the others, but I'm excited to see all of them. I've never been to Universal alone, so doing Horror Nights with it is kind of fun. So
yeah, I know for sure. This is what we do every year. This is our only experience of Universal Studios is when we come to Halloween Horror Nights. So we're excited to be back. Ash, what are you looking forward to tonight?
Bride. I'm also looking forward to Purge. I hope we find Death Row. I'm gonna fuck him up.
We forgot the Little Row pictures.
We forgot Little Row pictures, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll bring it up if we see him. We'll yell at him about it.
We just walked through the maze with a picture.
Hey, if we take a group picture, we gotta edit a funny, weird little photo of Jimmy in the back.
With Jimmy in the back. The one we did right here in line. Alyssa, what are you looking forward to tonight?
Haunting of Hill House.
And that's it. Okay.
For her first year, that's all she has to say.
That's all she cares about.
Food. And food.
I want to see Bride. I'm looking forward to that. And then Haunting of Hill House, too.
All right. Haunting of Hill House. They already got a couple buzz. Omar.
Easily Walking Dead.
Oh, my God.
Finally.
No. Exorcist. I want to see if they revamped anything. Yeah. Be really cool. I mean, I'm wearing the Exorcist shirt. I got the shoes. I'm ready to go. But other than that, Pandora's Box.
Yeah, that
even
one,
though it's
that
a,
would jack me up in 2019.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That one got me good that year, so. Yeah.
The scares were high, so we'll see. Kirsten.
What? What?
What are you excited about for this year?
I'm scared to be too excited because I don't want to be disappointed. I'm happy to be back because I haven't done Universal since 2018. I missed 3 years, so I'm excited to be back.
Absolutely. We are all excited to be back. Yeah, definitely with this year's lineup, I'm interested to see the mazes that I've done before in the past to see how they look now. Because in the past, when they've brought back a maze, it wasn't as good as its previous years. So
would you say, like, no, it's like their mazes are pretty similar as in likewise or decor, or are they better at it?
These are more based off of the films.
So it's like you're walking
into into the movie. So they go through and like research the movie, see like how that living room looked, and they'll recreate that living room. So
it's like you're living the movie.
Yes. That's also why I believe these two events are so different.
Yeah.
Because most of these properties here are based on horror films, and a lot of people who are big horror films, they enjoy Halloween Horror Nights more. Because for them, it's like living the movies. Knott's is more about their traditional haunted houses and scares and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'm excited for probably Terror Tram. I'm excited to check that out just because it's Purge. I love me some Purge. Can always get down on some of that. Otherwise, maze-wise, I'm excited to see The Bride just because the last three times they've done the classic monsters, those mazes were always really good. So So we're all excited to check it out. We're happy to be here. We're waiting patiently for this maze to open so we can get going. Walking Dead is going to top off the charts. So
we got 7 minutes.
About 7 minutes. So yeah, we'll be back as we are going through Exorcist. Oh, there it is. It's too quiet in here already. Yeah. If we don't get some music in here.
It's gonna be sure pretty quiet. Yeah, but remember there was no music in here the first year.
Oh, the year that they did it in here, there was
Stranger
no music.
Things?
Yeah.
Music. We had music.
No, no, no. Remember we came in and there was no music and then they turned it up as we got like all the way over there. Remember?
You guys come opening night?
Maybe. No, it wouldn't have been opening night.
It wasn't opening night.
Oh, we came
opening
night.
They probably just weren't ready.
Yeah. Dude, when we came, it was way too loud.
Nice and cold.
Yeah. They got the cool. If I walk into a room and I breathe and I see my breath, success.
Dude, yes.
That was my issue.
Please tell me they have an homage to Scary Movie 2 in here.
Oh my gosh.
Sweating in it, I was like,
yeah, I know. Guys, come on. I mean, could you imagine just going through this thing and it being this quiet?
But then a loud trigger.
Yeah.
That would make it freakish. No,
you're
gonna get
just
one group at a time,
too.
I watched Hellfest before coming on this trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually enjoy that movie.
I like the ending.
It's weird, yeah. Creepy.
Oh, the ending's super creepy.
And then he's like, the little girl's like, oh, what'd you give me? Boom.
Yeah. No, they gotta fill in all that general space.
Fill in all the tiny space.
All available spaces.
Fill in all available
spaces. All available spaces. Still got 3 minutes technically, so.
I'm telling you, I feel like you're gonna cue off those lights. Actually, no, those are.
That's for the line.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't scared?
Still seems pretty bright in here with that door open, doesn't it?
Right? Yeah.
Like, freaking just flows in here.
But they need to close it and just have these lights.
This facade actually looks
way better than the one from the last.
Because I don't think they had that extra over there on the right side, did they?
No. It was literally like maybe the first window and just that little corner.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the actor up in the corner.
Yeah, they did. When I went, they did.
Oh, when I went, there was
Well, they had the dummy. That's who. Yeah, it's
the dummy,
static prop of the priest. So yeah, we'll hopefully be going in here pretty soon.
She's like a bigger girl. She's deaf. That's like my best friend.
I'm just keeping this running until the music kicks on. To hear if you can hear everybody in this building just go like, ooh. Like haunt erections everywhere.
Oh my god.
I got you guys. Hey, what's the Bluetooth? What's the speaker's name?
Does your stomach feel weird? My stomach feels weird. Yours feels weird, right?
I'm like, we're not just hungry, you. Right? We're so
nervous
hungry.
Much?
No, we're hungry. Yeah. We're
sure.
Hungry. That's why I'm like, right through that very door.
Just like, a little bit through the bed. Okay.
Alex over here has attended 2 events. Now he feels like he's like a pro.
I want to go in.
He's talking shit
They're
about mazes already without him even starting.
Hold on, dog.
All I said was right through that very door.
Listen, bro.
He's just like, whatever. I ain't going to be scared.
Zombie Spider-Man, right?
Listen, bro.
That was pretty freaky, not going to lie.
Told you. You can
dark it up over here.
You can hear the haunt erections erupt everywhere.
Yay.
Don't really know. Yeah.
go. You want to get up there too?
No, I'm fine right here. I'm just more worried about her.
Good. I'll get your reactions for the podcast.
I know. She'll probably cry.
Her daughter.
This is my daughter.
To me, so many black hallways. What?
I got puked on.
Nice.
To me, it was way better than the last time.
Oh, I thought it was terrible.
I like it. There was two really
No, you think everything is terrible.
There was two times where they really got me. That's what I like. I like you said, you feel like you're walking through the movie.
They made that fraud. I got every single one of them, so I dodged it all. Poor Kirsten.
You didn't dodge it all. You squeezed my arm at one
point.
Alex got wrecked.
I got wrecked.
We were in a dark hallway and I look back, I'm like, is he still behind us? The scare happens and you see him do this.
Nice. So Alex, what'd you think? What'd you think?
It was good. I would say, you know, like you said, it's walking through. I like how it's like you're walking through the movie. You go through the different scenes. There's a lot of really, really dark hallways. And that's where they got me, was when they would jump out, because it just looks like there's a wall there.
I'm going to say this. Jimmy's going to hate me for it. I don't mind black walls in The Exorcist. I feel like it fits just right.
Oh, dude, there are way too many, though.
I like the transition ones too, the glass ones.
I hate how like you're like walking through the black halls and they just have random spots where it's her like sitting on the bed.
That party, okay, yeah, that part. I at least thought like it was gonna like.
It was like two or three of us.
When I saw the first one, I did get freaked out in my head because I thought it was gonna be like in Killer Clowns, a thing that like lunges at you.
You're like,
But no, there was just that one where she was like, that lunge. To me, I love it. I love The Exorcist. I'm not gonna complain about it. I mean, there's a lot of dark walls and a lot of just plain hallways. Yeah.
It's just.
But I mean. To enjoy a haunt after not having haunt for a whole year?
Yes.
I mean, I'll take it.
Danielle?
Oh, man. Boy, did I miss all that.
Wait, what the hell?
You got me.
The wrong way?
No, we did. Go the wrong way?
We just can't go.
Wait, did we?
I don't think so.
No.
Hello?
Where's everyone else?
Alyssa, what'd you think?
Yeah, there was a
loud
group in front of
us. Pretty good. Well, it got me every freaking corner. I already
after, like, the, after the first room, she grabbed my arm and I was like,
I was already ducking.
I think we went the wrong way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where's everyone else?
Kirsten?
Bro, that's not even the loudest place, I think.
I had fun.
I feel like haunted is getting a lot louder.
I just like. I think there's better ways to transition between scenes. I don't know.
Yes,
but I had a good time. They got me a couple. Loud noises get me so that you could just have a dark hallway and scream and I'd be scared.
Yeah. Dude, I got messed up from a zone.
They didn't startle me once.
Well, they didn't what?
Startle me at all once.
I think Danielle startled me a couple of times more than them. She was like banging on my back and go, go, go. And I was like, I'm trying.
I wish more would happen in the rooms.
Yes, my problem is all the rooms was like an animatronic.
All the scares only happen like in the hallways. I wish they would actually do something in the rooms.
Don't lose that.
What do you do?
Ash, what did you think? She's like, hold on. Why are we still?
All I'll say is I was not expecting that from Exorcist, and I may or may not have peed my pants a little bit.
It was startling. They did scare us.
I don't think I was ready to start the night yet.
Yeah, but from an artistic standpoint, meh. Yeah.
I was like, no.
From a scare standpoint, they did it.
There's a lot of them in the hallways. I'm like, okay, some of these are.
Yeah, after the first hallway, you're like, all right. I know where it is. Was it? Oh, good.
Sucked.
It's
The
Walking Dead.
It's The Walking Dead. Walking Dead's way better now. Well, it looks like the overall feeling of the group is actually pretty positive on that one. A lot of people liked it. We may or may not end up hitting that one a second time. We'll see as the night progresses. But now we're going to tear some shit up and go through some Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All right, here we go. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Out of the way.
got to experience that graveyard scene the right way.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
The chainsaw going through the back of the guy in the wheelchair was kind of cool.
I think it's fat, but it just, I don't know, because the tube was right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll probably do it again later, see how it is.
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely do that one later.
You see that there was a lot of open spots still, like there where they were supposed to be?
Yeah, like I saw the seams. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of the seams and I'm like, okay, no, or they just skipped us, I don't know.
Or they're not even clocked in yet.
They're
eating that. They're eating that that hot dog in the back. That's what.
So, what'd you think of Texas Chainsaw, Omar?
I mean, I like it. I didn't get scared. It was funny watching her get scared, but pretty sure at night it'll be a different feel.
Yeah.
But I still think set-wise and everything, dude. It smelled like shit. I hated that smell. Mm-hmm. As soon as I walked in, I was like, huh.
I agree, the set was very well done because you literally only hit the black spots once you were going outside. So it made sense.
The transition going into the
transition,
the wood,
So it, very well done as far as overall look. And
I didn't
scares,
did any of it like change from the years?
It seemed very similar to when it was over here at Jurassic. Like it looked like a carbon copy, to be perfectly honest.
I feel like a lot more
seems shorter actor-wise. Actually
to me actor-wise I thought it was like filled perfectly except for those one spots. But other than all, I'm gonna give it like a 6 or 7 out of 10 if I were to rate it out of 10.
Yeah, I'd probably go about 6.5.
I'll call her right now.
Kirsten,
what'd
you think of Texas Chainsaw?
I got scared when they weren't even trying to scare me. Because noises, man. Loud noises.
Dude, that's just a walk on my
head.
I really like how, because we were in a house, they had hallways, but they were hallways. Like home hallways.
Dressed as a hallway.
Yeah, which made more sense.
Yeah.
Like, it was a black hallway, but it wasn't a black hallway. Yeah. Which I think they could have done in Exorcist.
Yes.
Because it completely takes place in a house.
Exactly.
But they got me good. Yeah. I'm not giving any ratings till the end of the night because I don't want to change it.
Yeah. They startled me a few times in there. I didn't really get scared, but it was a little startling.
Yeah, startling.
So they did a pretty decent job there. Ash, what did you think of Texas Chainsaw?
Meh.
Meh?
I got drilled once because I knew it was there and I was like, oh, he's gonna wait until I move because he already hit it. No, he fucking came back and got it again. And I was like, all right, bro. Like, I just did, like, a jump. But I didn't, like, they're right there.
Yeah. Because she was like, Alyssa was like, it's all the way by Mummy. And I'm like, well, yeah, we're like, right.
What do you think of Texas Chainsaw?
Not the best. I just think maybe because it was bright outside, you could see some people waiting. So I feel like when we go through a second time when it's darker, it'd probably be better.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see how it goes. Again, in our final thoughts, we'll go over if we do it again and what our ultimate decision on it. But it seemed like the synopsis from the group on that one was okay. So we'll be back. We're gonna try to hit the Haunting of Hill House as it opens. Kind of brain fart on that one.
But, I gotta pee.
Okay. Restrooms, restroom breaks.
I didn't even see it.
Pandora's Box, what'd you think?
They got Alyssa and I pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. We were walking down a dark hallway and all of a sudden there's like someone like less than like a foot from our face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that one?
It was fun. It was fun. I like that one.
It was all right. It got me a couple times. Yeah, I honestly feel like I screamed more in Exorcist though, for real. But no, I did scream in this one, but just not as much.
I was bored, but that's not their fault. The problem is where I was in the line. I was watching them. Every time I got to a scare, they were resetting the scare.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. And I was like,
the lady up front being like, oh, keep going. She's like, keep moving, we can't like, fucking go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I literally was like, where are they going
to
go?
Learn how to fucking there's, she should have cut us
there's
off there.
This much space. Like, I was relax. There.
Every time I got to a scare, it was them going back to their spot.
Same with us.
And then, yeah.
Them
I would see them, and then I'd hear it behind me, and I'm like, all right. I literally walked through, like, just like, oh, look at that painting. Oh, look at that not real person. So, it's not their fault, but I was bored.
I might want to do it again later if we have a chance. Just because that lady up front doesn't know how to control a damn line.
It was where I was in line.
I don't know if it's because of them not being able to have the transitions, but it just felt so much brighter. Like, it was just ruining everything because you didn't have those brakes.
They're filming in there.
They're filming in there.
You
not
see the camera guy?
Brighter.
Yeah, I saw him.
So I'm pretty sure because in some of those scenes, I'm like, I remember this being pitch black.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming because of their filming, they had to have their fucking lighting up like higher.
He filmed them getting scared.
Yeah, he filmed them.
Yeah.
Then he filmed us and we were just like,
I played it off. I saw him filming, so I was like, ah.
Well, I would have done that.
I was going to be in the next commercial, bro.
Literally, the scare he was filming, I was there when the guy was, like, stepping back from the scare. So I was like...
We had just literally happened in front of us. Yeah. We're like,
yeah. I still saw him do that, and I still played it off. Gotta work that camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right this time.
I don't know. We'll see how Hill House does. I don't have any fucking hope for it.
Every time
I care for the show, I thought it was good. And to me, felt just like Bly Manor.
I feel like what's going to happen is I want my expectations to be extremely low for Haunting the Hill House,
yeah.
And it's going to be the one to fuck me up.
Because every Netflix house I've been to, I've been super disappointed. So
That too.
Bring back Creepshow 2.
Creepshow.
That one. Shit.
You didn't like it?
That shit thrilled me.
Oh yeah, Matt. Creepshow was awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Bring that back.
Fuck yeah.
I don't want Hill House.
Creepshow. So, anyways, I would actually think a Twilight Zone one would be badass.
That'd be cool. Jordan Peele's version or what?
Even the old school one.
Get those pig face people out.
Yeah. There's some creepy clowns back then too and stuff. So, but. Yeah, so that was Pandora's Box. We're already through three of the mazes tonight. And it is what time, Kirsten?
What?
What time is it?
It is 7:08.
7:08. The event's technically only been open for 8 minutes, and we got three mazes down out of six. We are halfway done for the night, and it just opened 8 minutes ago. And I'll just throw it out there. I'm not going to say anything else. We have general admission. That is all. Thank you.
You need to know how much of an escort you
are. Yes. So we are taking a bit of a break, and then we are going to hop in line for Haunting the Hill House, which will probably kill our momentum a little bit as there is a wait. So we'll get back to you as we're going through a Hill House. So, Alex. Here we go, walking up to the Haunting of Hill House. What do you think of this amazing facade?
Somebody sculpted every detail in those bricks.
Crap. That's all I'm saying.
Crap. More crap. Bricks met neatly. No excuse for a flat wall with a print.
So you guys have to wait for me. I'll do whatever you want to do, and I'm going to go up there and... I'm not making you guys stop your night for me.
Yeah.
I think I need my shoe
for Sarah. We're all in this together.
Oh yeah, let's just head up there anyway so you can get your shoe.
Oh yeah, that works then, huh? Wow. Alright.
Get her shoes. I don't know if I'll get my sweater. So I'll stand there.
Alright, so. This facade, man. Oh my gosh.
You're here. lady.
Bad. Omar looks just as disappointed as I am.
This fucking sucked. I told you it was gonna fucking, the show already sucked as it is.
Omar literally was behind me and saw me not move once.
Bro, I'd rather have a blind man in a maze than that shit.
I didn't even get startled. And they were jumping out at me. Danielle was shitting her pants.
Always. But no, I think the best part was that big ass tall dude.
Yeah, the bowler hat guy.
Yeah, him right there. That one got me. Started charging after me. I'm done.
Yeah, also it was right there in that fucking parking garage. Between the two entrances is amazing. I'll see, but I don't think it's
fine. Alright, you guys go that way. I'll meet you at the top.
Alright, can I go with you?
If you want.
Alright. So, at least somebody will be with you then. What'd you think of that maze?
I mean, it wasn't great. I got the tall guy in the mirror, that visual right there, it's terrifying. Because he's fucking big. I mean, I'm a big bitch, but that's a big motherfucker. I expected a lot more out of it.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of spots where people weren't at, and I definitely expected more scares and more areas.
This
whole behind the screen thing, and the screen's not coming at you, and they're not interactive with those places, and they have a lot of them. It seems like that's their new
solution to black walls.
Yeah.
But it's not any better.
I think what we saw was it. I don't think there's extra stairs or anything.
No, because there was cubbies. There was a ton of cubbies in there.
I think what we saw happen was what is going to happen. I think, like you said, the thing with them hiding, wasting actors behind the screens was a big thing that they did in Stranger, the worst mazes ever. And I'm seeing a lot of that this year. And that is horrible. Because it's not scary at all. So, we still got two more to do. And Terror Tram. So we'll see. We're still going to wait until the
Jesus
end of all
Christ,
this.
Look at the line queue for this.
Wow.
That we never even saw. Okay.
Wow. I would be extremely disappointed if I ever had to wait that long for one of these mazes.
Let's talk about... So we're obviously here, guest assistance pass. I have really bad body. I'm wearing a brace. And I'm having to walk to the alternate transport area.
Which is further than if we would have just walked back up.
Had the hill not been so horrible for me, this is worse. The fact that I have to trek twice as far just to get onto a bus to go up the hill.
Yeah.
This was not well thought out.
Another shit show for the year.
I don't want to comment yet. I'm a little angry. And I know that my name is Murphy's Law, and anything and everything that will happen does happen, and it's to me.
Yeah.
But some of this is just a little much.
We'll get the final thoughts like in stores of what everyone thought of some of these mazes as the night goes on, and we possibly hit some of them twice. But I'm going to say right now, my scores are not very good.
No.
I don't know about the rest of the group.
Exorcist has a breakdown. A higher score for me, but that's about it.
Yes.
So.
All right. Yeah, I think a lot of people... It's one of those things where usually the first maze you do at HHN is always one of the better ones because it's almost like you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
So they get you pretty good, but I still have yet to get like a good scare. And we've done 4 out of the 6. So we'll be back on as we're going through one of the other ones.
Alright, so right now
the recording starts now. going through Wizarding World of Harry Potter right now. We just left the two mazes down there. And like I say, getting to walk through Wizarding World of Harry Potter during HHN, pretty badass. Why this hasn't been open for all other HHNs is beyond me. So, we're going to be leaving here. And we're going to be turning, going into our first scare zone, which I believe is Demon City. I'm a little out of it on the scare zone names going on here. Just because I wasn't very excited for any of them. But we definitely need to record as we go through these scare zones. For sure. Scare zones.
Yeah.
chainsaws going off. Alex, what'd you think of the scare zones here?
They need more people. Like, they're working the crowd really good. They're like zigzagging through it really good, though. They're getting a good amount of people, though. There's still a bunch of people flowing in, though.
Are we together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you have it. We'll get back to with our full review.
But you know what? You guys have nothing to worry about. I wouldn't listen to anything anybody said there. Oh, there's that lady right now. She looks fine. She's just having an intense conversation with that baby, which isn't weird at all. You guys are going to be all right. Just watch your step on the way off this thing. And in the words of Bruce Springsteen, purge ever after, forever purge.
You want me to get
good luck, everybody. Yeah.
Go. Ultimate Purge Terror Jam. The mask from the first movie. We had people from Forever Purge and Chainsaws. And probably my favorite part was walking along the Bates Motel. It's beautiful. How see-through it is. There's no backing, it's literally just the framing. Oh, cool. It's the framing with the boards. It's wood. Very nicely done. Watch your step. Yeah, battered bodies scattered along the whole area here. Wish I knew what was going on over here on the left. The mask. good old days of walking along that trail. And back in the day when you used to walk along that whole trail.
But I feel like we used to have like more space.
I don't even know where our group's at.
We're up there. But we're so... I've never been this crowded in there.
It's a pretty quiet terror tramp. Picture Norman Bates with a mask on.
I could have at least made it look like his like smile.
Or something.
Yeah.
Put in a little bit of effort, Universal. Oh, gosh, what did you think of TerraTram this year?
It was a fucking bore. The two guys at the end with the chainsaws was the best part for me.
Yeah. It was so short. And
there's, like, no music, and the music where it is at is so quiet.
Yeah.
The scares are just doing almost the exact same thing. Nobody's, like, really coming out of anywhere to, like, really annihilate you.
Yeah. I don't know. That's been me this whole time here. Blah.
So all the way up front, they have a step stool.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're the first one to offer any assistance with that.
They have a step stool up here to help people get up. What'd you think of TerraTram?
It was good. There was a few that got me. The only thing is, same thing with two other of their mazes. They try to, like, I know they're busy. They're going and going. But at the same time, when people are stopped, they're like, you got to keep going. It's like, well, we can't.
Yeah.
There's no way to. But overall, it's pretty good. I don't know if this goes back or if, I don't know.
Yeah, let's go back. What do you think of TerraTram this year?
I mean, it's the Purge. The TerraTram's always sucked, in my opinion.
It felt like less of a TerraTram.
The last time that it was good.
I agree with that.
You'll know. TerraTram being longer.
You'll know. The last time it was good was when it was My Bloody Valentine. Other than that,
no. Oh, that was sick.
Ever since they took away the long trail.
You want them to get the stool?
This is what passes for Purge survivors in 2021, huh? I am not impressed.
You and me both.
But then again, I came from a different generation. See, I remember the days when my dad would walk into a Purge zone with nothing but a brick and walk out as the only survivor. So, you know, nowadays we hire our Purgers on Craigslist, so you get what you pay for, you know. Now, I've been through a few Purges, so it gives me a few questions. First one being, so all crime, including murder, is legal for 12 hours, right? But then in the same breath, they give you a list of weapons you can't use. Who gets that job? Who gets to be the guy walking down the street telling the dude carrying the rocket launcher he can't have it? It's gonna be a job with a lot of turnover, if you ask me. Secondly, what happens if the Purge happens and they wake up the next morning and there's no United States because all 50 states seceded? That would be the true Purge anarchy, don't you think? It's kind of what I thought was going to happen when I saw that documentary come out. I was very wrong. I was very wrong. Another thing, though, I tend to have to keep myself occupied a little bit out here. You guys see construction workers at the end of the Purge zone? Anybody else wonder if they decided to show up as a group costume as the village people, but nobody checked costumes, so they all showed up as the construction worker? That's what I think happened. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here, take you back to the park to enjoy Halloween Horror Nights. Well, we want to make sure you enjoy the ride back, so here's a message from your buddy Chucky. Wanna play?
Getting a little promo of Chucky series, so we'll just cut it off here. Hang on.
Jake,
with the vintage? No, no, for a second there, I thought we were going too fast and furious.
So sad.
Look at that.
Yeah, we'll get back to you guys as we're going through the park and start hitting some of the other mazes. I would say yes.
Frankenstein. midget, and I don't understand why the Frankenstein's a midget. Figures in there at all.
And I really like that. So, anyway, give me a live actor and I'm good with that.
Kirsten?
Oh, me? I thought it was pretty cool, not for scares, but for like walking through the story.
Yeah.
It was visually beautiful, I think. The sets were awesome. It was pretty much like, yeah, walking through a story.
Yeah.
Instead of a scare. What am I saying? Instead of a
maze,
thank you. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Alex, what'd you think?
I
I'd have to agree. It felt like I was walking more into a story than a maze itself. There were a couple times where it could have been good, but the lights were a little backed up, which was fine. But it was more of a story than, like, a scare. That's what I thought.
Alyssa, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think about the scaring in there?
There was some parts that were kind of scary, but most of it was more like a story. I liked the story.
Yeah. Omar, what'd you think?
I didn't get to enjoy it.
Oh, he had somebody running up on him and pushing on him, and he didn't get to enjoy it. So we'll go back around in a little bit later, and we'll get Omar's take on it when we go and do it again. All right.
All right, we're all exhausted and tired. A lot of us are tapping out for the night. We still have Halloween 4 to do. We're also going to hit up the Jabberwocky show to close out the rest of this night. But so far, Alyssa, what do you think?
I think this, like, overall, yeah. I think it's a fun experience. You know, there's a lot of things to do. Lots of places you can get spooked at, you know. Rides are still open. Good food.
Majority.
You know, it's fun.
What was your favorite maze?
I actually like Pandora.
Pandora's Box?
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I like that one.
Right on. What do you give it out of 10?
Like a 9.
Like a 9. Nice. Alex.
Me. Okay. Same thing. Overall. I think it was pretty good overall. One thing I would do, either before Haunt Event or just some other day, is just come back and see the park, you know, before. But overall, I think it was pretty good. My two mazes I'm stuck in between, I know we're waiting for Halloween, but currently either between Exorcist or Pandora. Overall, I would give it a 9. Good 9.
Pandora?
The whole thing. Yeah. Overall 9. But I would like to see it sometime during the day. But yeah.
Houston.
What am I doing?
Speaking into this phone.
Right so far.
No. I don't know. It's not great. It's not awful. But is it good? I don't know.
Has there been a worse year?
No.
Oh. Did I come at the wrong
maybe.
Time?
I think maybe when it was like overrun with Walking Dead, when it was like Walking Dead attraction, Walking Dead maze, Walking Dead terror tram.
Did they really?
One of the shitty Walking Dead mazes.
Yeah.
Like the actual.
But, yeah. Also, you said we've almost done everything and we only have two things. We didn't do that yet. Rude. Yeah, I don't know. It's not great. Am I having a good time? Sure, but I think that's because of the group I'm with.
Yeah.
That more so than what's happened. So, yeah.
You're making my rating feel bad. I think it's just because I don't go anywhere.
Are you upset that we have not done the Walking Dead maze?
I'm very upset that we haven't done Walking Dead. That's what I came here for. I will be complaining. I may go with someone else next year and we'll do that first. Who knows?
Overall, it's still cool, like, to be out here. I think that the better year was when they had Poltergeist. That was my favorite year.
Which year?
I think that was my. Was that my? I'm trying to go back if that was my first year or not. It may have been when they had the Poltergeist. They had Trick or Treat, right?
2017.
Okay. So.
2018 at Krampus.
Yeah, 2018.
2017 at Krampus.
Yeah, 2018.
Did you go with us for that one?
I don't even remember.
Well, I could have sworn it was 2018.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think that one's better. so far, out of the mazes, it's between Exorcist and Chainsaw for me.
Texas?
So it's out of those. We haven't hit Halloween yet, so I don't know.
Oh, wait. So far, my favorite's Bride.
Bride.
Not for scares. I didn't get to say. I'm going to say it now.
Yeah.
Give it back.
See, it's so, yeah, because see, for not, yeah, like, that maze, it was one of my favorites, like, and I'm not scared, but
yeah.
The aesthetic of that, and then just like I said, all the live actors, I love that, so that's, I don't know, and I love Bride. So that whole maze was pretty cool, but scare factor, I would have, it's between Chainsaw and Exorcist.
So. What would you give Texas out of 10?
So, I'd probably, well, for me personally, like, mentally, I'd give it an 8, because that's my internal fear, but I'm pretty sure you guys would lower it.
What about Bride? Would you give that out of 10?
I would give it a 9. I still feel like they could have done a little more with it, but I give it a 9 just because of all the great aesthetics that were in there, just the songs and the story, like how you have they had the like the story
the books, the chapters.
Yes, yeah, that was cool.
And even those walls where it had like the chapters were done in like the concrete, like part of the castle.
Yeah, it that's yeah, it was walls. Like great. It was great to go through and look at.
Did that one have black walls?
No, really. Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
only
didn't even
at the
really.
Very, very end.
Oh,
yeah.
Like I don't even remember them. So
yeah, so.
Because at the end is when they had like the vampire on one side and her on
oh,
the other.
Oh yeah.
They did the little versus scenario. Yeah. No, there was a few, but not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't remember them, I guess that's good. Because Exorcist, it's like every corner.
Yeah, every corner. But the thing with Exorcist was they did have a lot of popping out in those damn things.
That was the only popping out they did.
I know, yeah. But I'm just saying, like...
That's the only place the characters were.
Yeah.
So as soon as you hit a block hallway, you're like, okay, here comes the scare.
Here it comes.
Yeah. But it was just, like, those pop-out jump scares that get... Like, oh, me, that's what wanted to get me every single time. To get me. But, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So.
Omar, what do you think of the event so far?
I mean, for not having it last year, I mean, I'll take it. It's not the best year, I'll say that, but hey, man, like, I can't complain. It's something to fucking do. You know, it's a haunt. We should be grateful for, even if it's shit, we got it. If not, guess what? If none of the haunts happened, we would have just been at home, not doing any of them.
That's how we felt about Great America.
Yeah, but I still love this. Even if the mazes are repeats, I'll still love them. I don't care. Even if I don't get scared. I'm never a person to hate on a Horror Nights. Not just because I love Universal, but... I mean, set design is always on fucking point. So, and I mean, I like it so far. But not the best fucking year. It's all about that Walking Dead doll, bro.
Obviously, your number one case is Exorcist. Still, right?
Yeah, I wish we would have gone through Pandora's one more to get that actual, like, effect. Because I know, you know they had it, but they were filming. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, these guys are just, like, scaring just for, the video. They're not, like... But we'll see. Haunted on Hill House fucking sucked. I will say that. The thing is, I would have gotten Blind Manor way more. Like...
Another example. Talking about that, of another thing that they did in one maze where all of a sudden it was like, we have to do that throughout the whole maze.
Yeah.
There's
a broken neck.
The screens with the people just behind them, and they don't do anything.
Not only that.
They do like a little action scenario, but that's it.
Dude, not only that, the bent or broken neck lady didn't even look like her. It's like the mannequin was just left raw. Like, paint the bitch so it looks dead. Fuck.
It's worse if they had some people with, like, a terrible looking mask of her just there with her headband.
Yeah.
I'd be offended.
The one cool thing I did say about that whole... Two cool things about that maze. The scene where it just shows the bent neck lady, like, hovering above the girl on the couch. And then the tall man, when he comes out, actually in silk. That, those two parts, 10 out of 10.
No, they didn't capitalize on that part with the girl hovering over the other one.
The what?
They didn't capitalize on that, I felt like. You just, like, walked in and see it.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's how it was in the show. You saw it, and then you were like, okay. And then it happened later when she was older, but, yeah.
I think they could have gotten rid of the attic scene for the basement.
Yeah, I didn't even get it. Like, you could barely see him.
Even in the show, it happened for, like, 2 minutes. And then they never go back to that thing.
Yeah, it was literally...
The whole show. And you're like...
animatronics that was like, you know...
Yeah, at first
show.
I was...
So, no, I think that with that part, if they're going to do it, get somebody, a freaking actor to come out of there.
I didn't know where the fuck we were. I was like, where was this in the show, dude? Did I skip an episode?
Like, it's one scene.
Yeah, and then I remember...
And you're like, oh man, what's down in the...
It's when the kid goes down the freaking elevator chute. I will agree 100% with that. That's for damn sure.
Are we done?
Is it time?
I'm sorry. Did you mispronounce Walking Dead?
Wait, what time is it? Wait, what time is it?
1:00.
Oh, then yeah, it's perfect time to go then.
All right, you guys, we're gonna go hit up Jabberwockies, and after that, Halloween 4, and then we'll be back with our final review after that. With,
yeah, record that. All
they're
gonna hear
is chainsaw, chainsaw. It's gonna be loud.
There we go, Halloween 4. Final maze of the night. I just seen Michael.
Oh!
I still don't get the ending. Doesn't really make sense to me, but. I know, Ash, what'd you think?
I was bored.
I thought she like collapsed after that scare.
Well, me too. Oh, how did I think of it? I liked it. It was really cool.
It was cool.
It was dope.
Alex, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. They actually got me like a good couple of times. With jumping out of the window. And then in the room with all the mirrors. I don't like that stuff. That stuff gets me. The fake and real ones. I enjoyed it. So yeah, I know they got Danielle really good.
Is that your favorite one now?
Second.
Okay.
Top would be Pandora right now.
Kirsten?
I think it was okay. It was just another one where I got scares in front of me and scares behind me, and they're just like, hey, you, just keep going. So, I mean, I guess I had fun watching other people get scared or startled or whatever, but yeah, it was just, my position in the line has not been good tonight.
Danielle, I heard you got destroyed in that one. What'd you think?
What?
Heard you got destroyed in there. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Kept my head down most of the time.
Yeah, is that number one now for you?
No, it's a toss-up. Still a toss-up.
Okay.
Between, yeah.
Exorcism. I like it. I got scared a couple times. Nice. I mean, I think it was a better...
You think it was an improvement from
the
2018?
Yeah, a lot more actors than 2018.
I still don't fully understand the ending with the multiple Michaels.
Oh, no, I don't. That makes no fucking sense.
The fact they did it twice now makes me even go, hey, do I need to go back and watch that movie?
They got hurt. The two guys got hurt.
There's four of them that were real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. I thought two of them were the mannequins, but two of them got hurt.
Yeah, four of them were real because all four of them went after Ash. So, yeah. All right, so that is it. Well, we got one more stop on our list, so we're going to... All right, we're going to change out Chase now.
Thank you.
is nobody just standing out there? Will they yell at us to keep moving?
Yeah, have you watched, like, have you guys never done the chainsaw thing?
Yeah, I usually just stay out there.
Oh no. You're supposed to line up, because if you stay in the middle, you're walking. That means you're leaving.
Thank you.
guy.
He went like this. I saw him go.
Nice.
Touch his apple.
Back there, he's running. Back there. He's on the far end.
See the rat face one?
It's like a rat, I think. For being such a plain mask, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah. That's it.
No.
Here's the dog.
Birdie's over there then.
They're gonna do their.
Yeah. And. Wagon over there.
Oh, of all
the chainsaws.
Yeah, I see that.
And
before.
Gas. I was like, man, they're really ready. If these things are
ready. All right, everyone, that is it for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. Kirsten, what do you give it as far as an overall score, 1 out of 10?
Yeah. What did I give? Not. I would
give
say,
Knots an 8.
Did I? I would give this, I don't know. I gave Knots an 8. I would give this like a 5.5.
Alright, 5.5. Danielle.
I'll give it a 6.
6?
Yeah.
Alex.
I'd give it still a 9. Yeah. I liked it.
Alex said a 9. Alyssa.
7.5.
Damn, so angry.
I'm not angry. That's how everybody was yesterday. 7.5.
I'm gonna piss Jimmy off. 10 out of 10. I'm being dead serious though too.
Jimmy's gonna be like, what?
Be like, hey man, I ain't rich like you and go to Florida, alright? This is what I got. Let me enjoy it.
Yeah, I will say this. They didn't have any, plexi-type scares and stuff
that. Yeah, they didn't.
Not here.
You think that's why they had so many of those effects in a lot of the mazes?
I mean, maybe. They
with
may
our
have
regulations here.
Pre-thought it. But, yeah, there wasn't a lot of those areas where somebody would normally jump out that had plexi.
I realized there was a lot of the plexi. Like, of that. The light would shine on, you would see them behind it. And Haunted Hill House.
Halloween.
Here, Halloween. There was one more. What did it happen a lot in?
Texas Chainsaw, there was a few spots with the plexi in the windows and stuff like that.
I feel like it was one that just had as much as this one did.
So, a lot of window scares. I think it's because of the whole plexi thing, maybe. Halloween 4 was built pretty early, so maybe that's why it had so much plexi
remember,
scares.
Remember, it wasn't Halloween 4 originally.
Oh, yeah.
I still wish we would have got 3.
I think we all do. Ash, what is your score for Halloween Horror Nights?
I'm going to abstain from a score.
Okay. She's going to bow out on that. I am going to give it a 6.5 out of 10. It's my score. The Bride of Frankenstein is probably my favorite. The overall look and everything was awesome. Not as much scares, but... it was still hella cool. Did anyone change their mind on their top to Halloween 4?
I changed my second one.
I would give Halloween 4 a second.
Yeah, that's my second. Top is
first is still
going to
be Action. Third would be Texas.
Yeah,
it's funny, how much in this group we have different tops. Like, it's all completely different. There wasn't a standout this year where it was like, that's number one.
I mean, for a couple, wait. Babe, your Exorcist 2 is your first still, right?
Well, you it's too, just Alex, the one that scared right? me the most. I was Exorcist? Screaming fucking through the entire thing.
The first place in the
yeah.
world?
No, I'm saying, is that like your number one?
He said no. Pandora's.
Oh, Pandora's.
Oh, what the fuck?
I don't remember that.
Bro, I saw you get wrecked, almost throw it like, you jumped into the wall. Yeah. Exorcist.
That oh, Exorcist, that was Pandora's. That
no,
was
bro, that's when I turned
out.
Around and Zozo punk. You were like, ah!
I don't remember.
Oh shit. So yeah, there you go. Very mixed scores all together. Probably averaging out about, you know, 7.5 to 8 for Halloween Horror Nights between our group, which is probably a very fair score. So thank you guys for joining us on the haunt trip. It was awesome. This is the final night. We all go back home. And we got our haunt that we got to get going in motion. So we have that to look forward to. But thank you all for listening. This was HHN Hollywood. Have a good night.